In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this first Saturday of December, in honor of Our Lady of Fatima, falls during the novena in preparation of the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It is fitting today to reflect upon the Immaculate Virgin Mary as the dwelling of the Holy Spirit. My reflection today will be about this: Our Lady as the living dwelling of the Holy Spirit and the sign of the Holy Spirit's presence among us. First of all, we just prayed in the collect of this Mass with beautiful words, in this way, we prayed that the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which has been made by God a worthy dwelling of the Holy Spirit, may teach us how to live according to God's heart, the Sacred Heart of Jesus. The main point in this beautiful prayer is that the Immaculate Heart of Mary is the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, the dwelling place worthy of the Holy Spirit. We can ask ourselves when this Immaculate Heart was made a dwelling place for the Holy Spirit. This is the moment when Our Lady was created. The very first moment of a conception, Immaculate Conception, is the moment when the Holy Spirit was sanctifying that dwelling place, making it as His abode. The Immaculate Heart of Mary is then God's abode on earth because of the presence of the Holy Spirit. And the presence of the Holy Spirit is the way Our Lady was made immaculate without any sin. So, because of her conception, Immaculate Conception, this is the very beginning of the presence in her, inhabitation of the Holy Spirit. We can distinguish four moments of the presence of the Holy Spirit in Our Lady's heart. When we speak about the heart, we mean the person. Let's remember that in the Bible, the heart is the expression of the whole person. The heart is the place where the person is, because the heart is the place where thoughts, sentiments, wishes abide. So to say the heart means to point to the whole person. Four moments then of this special indwelling of the Holy Spirit, special presence of the Holy Spirit in Our Lady. The first, just said, is the moment Our Lady was created, was conceived, Immaculate Conception made. So this is the beginning, her creation. Then the second step is the Annunciation. This moment, this solemn moment when the Holy Spirit, by the word of the angel, is coming upon her, overshadowing her, is the moment of the consecration of Our Lady as the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit. It's an official consecrating moment when we are aware that the Holy Spirit is upon her. The Holy Spirit dwells in her. Then we come to the third moment, which is a public revelation, we can say. The public revelation is the moment of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles and he came upon the church, because in the midst of the church there was Our Lady. The apostles were gathered round Our Lady, and the Holy Spirit, by coming again upon her in order to reveal her being, herself, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, was sending his power upon the apostles, upon the church. So Pentecost is the revelation of this special relationship between Our Lady and the Holy Spirit. And then there is a fourth moment, which is the completion. And this is the moment when Our Lady was assumed into heaven. Her assumption is the fulfillment. And the assumption was because of her being the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, even her body, the temple, living temple of the Holy Spirit, as her heart wasn't due to perish in a tomb. Her womb, her body, the tabernacle of God on earth was taken up into heaven. Four moments then, expressing in a very unique way this relationship between Our Lady and the Holy Spirit. What does all this mean for us? What does this relationship, special, between Our Lady and the Holy Spirit mean to us? The Immaculate is sanctified by the Holy Spirit, we said, since her creation. And then, since that moment, she becomes the sign on earth of the presence and action of the Holy Spirit. Sign is a reality which expresses something else, hidden behind it, but present. For example, the water in the baptism is sign of this regeneration by the work of the Holy Spirit. By being cleansed by that water, we know that the Holy Spirit is in action. So the water is a sign of the action of the Holy Spirit. Our Lady is a sign on earth of the action, the presence of the Holy Spirit. We can say, since Our Lady was immaculate, she herself is the sign par excellence of this presence of the Holy Spirit on earth. The Holy Spirit cannot work but in her, through her, because only her heart is this new Eden, is the new creation without any stain of sin. It is the place where the Holy Spirit can be, because it is the place without any compromise with sin. So the Holy Spirit can be with us, can be on earth, so to speak, in action, because of her presence, because of her immaculate heart. So Our Lady's heart is the sign of the Holy Spirit's presence among us. The Holy Spirit works through her, and only through her, since she is the only one made immaculate, sanctified by grace. This very important gift of grace is the reason why Our Lady becomes this sign, living sign of the Holy Spirit. So this has a lot to say to us for our spiritual life. Practically, to welcome Our Lady in one's life means to let the Holy Spirit work in us. Because according to Saint Louis Grignon de Montfort, in his beautiful treatise on the true devotion to Our Lady, the Holy Spirit can only be there where Our Lady is, for the reason I just said. So if you welcome Our Lady, you actually open your life to the presence, to the power, to the action of the Holy Spirit. Conversely, the one who lives in an intimate union with the Holy Spirit, if we are really imbued by the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, this intimate union with the Holy Ghost will necessarily be the union with Mary Immaculate, because the two are inseparable. The Holy Spirit and the Virgin Immaculate are inseparable, because they Our Lady is this abode on earth of the Holy Spirit. And this, again, because of her being the Immaculate Conception. So, in a short way, we can summarize it, saying, where Mary is, Mary, our Blessed Mother is, there the Holy Spirit abides. Where the Holy Spirit is at work, there Our Lady is present. Saint John, the Apostle of the Lord, whose Gospel we just heard, knew this. And according to the author of this beautiful book, Insinu Jesu, Saint John, in sharing his home with the Immaculate Mother, that sharing became for him like the upper room on the morning of Pentecost. To be with Our Lady, for St. John, meant, in fact, to be every day in the upper room when the Holy Ghost came and sanctified the Church. The Holy Spirit could sanctify and strengthen the Church because of Our Lady's presence. There is another important author, Cardinal Messier, Archbishop of Malines, Belgium, 1851-1926, who addressed the Holy Spirit as the soul of your soul. This is a beautiful expression of Cardinal Messier, who in teaching us how important it is to live according to the presence of the Holy Spirit. He defines the Holy Spirit as the soul of your soul. What does it mean? He was inviting his diocese in his spiritual writings to enter, he was saying, enter into yourself for at least 5 minutes. Close your eyes to the things of the world and your ears to the noises surrounding you, and pray to the Holy Spirit to make you know the will of God. When you come into yourself and you pray to the Holy Spirit, you beg the Holy Spirit to reveal you the mystery of God, the presence of God. You become, in that moment, a living temple of the Holy Spirit. So this lets us understand that the presence of the Holy Spirit is an intimate action. The Holy Spirit is sent forth by God to sanctify the creation and to bring to fulfillment into each soul the redemption of Christ. So if we open our hearts to this presence of the Holy Spirit, we in fact discover the important presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary, her important role in leading us, in being within ourselves. So the relationship between the Holy Spirit and Our Lady has to lead us to live a more intimate, spiritual life. The presence, if we live this presence of the Holy Spirit, better to say, if we live in the presence of the Holy Spirit, by understanding that He is the soul of our soul, we come actually to discover the presence in our soul of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary, because of this presence of the Holy Ghost in our soul, will be disclosed to you, to me, to us, as a maternal presence. A presence sanctifying our soul. Her action, Our Lady's action, becomes more intimate, more personal. So this is important because in order to grow spiritually, we have to come into ourselves and to live this interiorly, this presence of God. From an exterior devotion made of practices, prayers, but sometimes made or said in a very distracted way, we have to pass to a more interior devotion, a more interior devotion to Our Lady. A love intimate and truly spiritual. So, my dear brothers and sisters, we pray to Our Lady today in this first Saturday of the month that we may come into her, because as we come into Our Lady, we discover the presence of the Holy Spirit. And as we live this presence of the Holy Spirit, we discover the spiritual presence of Our Lady within ourselves. We pray to our Blessed Mother Mary that our prayer, our rosary, our devotion, and also this first Saturday of the month may become not something only exterior, something just to be made in order to comply with a norm, to comply with a will, but this, all this has to become our life. All this devotion has to be interior. And it is possible as long as we live this interior presence of the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is there in your soul. But in order to see this, you have to live intimately with the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.